That was Larius White with the track Only Love here on 2SER 107.3. If you weren't quite awake for almost the middle of the day, well, I'm sure you are after listening to that one. One of my favorite tracks there. Now, Legalize Vaping, a non-profit organization dedicated to the push to legalize vaping, has launched a volunteer-run, charity-funded campaign bus that will be driving from Queensland to Victoria to raise awareness on the legislation around vaping. Joining us to discuss their campaign is Brian Marlowe, the campaign director for Legalize Vaping and research associate at the Australian Taxpayers Alliance. Good morning, Brian.
G'day, how you going?
Good, thanks for joining us. Now, we know that your group works towards the legislation of e-cigarettes and vapes. So what is your group doing to push this legislation?
So currently what we're doing is we're sending a campaign bus that I'm driving and have a couple of volunteers helping out with called Vape Force One. Our campaign bus is stopping in, you know, big towns and marginal electorates to really try and educate the public about the benefits of nicotine vaping versus regular tobacco, and put the pressure on local MPs and federal MPs to do the right thing and get out of the way and legalise vaping once and for all, because we know that it saves lives.
Hmm. What can you tell us about the current legislation on vaping?
Yeah, so there's essentially two laws. The federal law allows people to buy a three-month nicotine supply for personal use that they can import, but they can only buy that overseas. They can't buy it from a shop here in Australia. So they don't know necessarily what's going into these liquids. They don't necessarily meet minimum safety standards. They're buying it online and bringing it in here to use. And then on top of that, in every single state and territory, the mere possession of that nicotine liquid is illegal. So they're trying to do the right thing. They see all these ads that tell them to quit smoking and to quit tobacco. And, you know, they see the big scary images on cartons, and they try and make that switch by going to nicotine vaping because nicotine is the thing that they want, and then vaping removes all the carcinogens. Mm. But in every state and territory, they're essentially treated like a criminal.
Mm. Well, and on that, the legalisation of vaping and e-cigarettes has been quite a hotly contested debate due to Health Minister Greg Hunt's strong beliefs against the use of vape pens and e-cigarettes. Mm. Why do you think people are so opposed to vaping?
Well, I mean, all the feedback we've had from people that are coming up to our bus, I mean, they're 100% on board. I have not met a single person who vapes who would ever go back to smoking, and they genuinely believe that vaping has, you know, saved their life or made their life better. Even people that don't know about it, when we explain what it is to them, you know, they sit there and they say, well, look, why is this illegal? You know, Greg Hunt has his position. We obviously strongly disagree with it, and that's why we're on the road trying to push for change and trying to make the case to these politicians to look at the evidence from overseas, look at all the research that's gone into it, and do the right thing and get out of the way, because we know that tobacco kills. You know, one in three people that smoke regular tobacco will die of a smoking-related illness, and that's what we're trying to stop. We're trying to get people away from tobacco.
Hmm. Now, if you're just tuning in, we're joined by Brian Marlowe, a research associate at the Australian Taxpayers Alliance and campaign director for Legalise Vaping, to talk about their group's new campaign, Vape Force One. So what inspired your group to start your Vape Force One campaign, and what does it entail?
We wanted a way to, as I said before, to educate the public and really get out there into a lot of communities where, you know, we're doing like online campaigning doesn't necessarily work. We want to meet people face to face and hand out material and put that call out. You know, we've had attention from local media, which has really been beneficial. Vape Force One, the actual bus, was something that we started discussing after we got a huge amount of support online from the vaping community and concerned Australians all around Australia who wanted to support us. And we thought, look, why don't we try a bus and get that out there? It's a easy way to, you know, cover a lot of ground and go to a lot of towns over a short period of time and you know, try and do the thing that we think is right.
Hmm. And, well, how's the campaign going so far?
It is going crazy. Like, the amount of support we've received is huge. So to anyone who's out there who's listening now that supports us, thank you so much. Every town we pull into, we always try and launch at the different locations at 10 a.m. There's already people there waiting for us at every single town. Wow. And every time I talk to these people, they've seen us on Facebook. They've seen us, you know, through vaping communities. They come out and they're 100% on board. I'm actually putting up videos on Instagram and Facebook, and I ask everyone the same question. You know, you used to smoke, you're now vaping. Would you ever go back? The same answer every time is never.
Mm. Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning and to have a bit of a chat about your campaign. We really appreciate it.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks. That was Brian Marlowe, Campaign Director of Legalise Vaping and Research Associate of the Australian Taxpayers Aligned, who just joined us to talk about Legalise Vaping's new volunteer-run campaign, Vape Force One, which is aimed at raising awareness around the push to legalise the use of e-cigarettes and nicotine vaporisers. You are listening to The Daily here on 2SER 107.3. I've got a track for you now from Carl Blur. This is Pour the War Away.